Welcome to Planet Beer special edition this week. It's called World Tour with Beers Galore. Thanks to our friends at beersgalore.com. We've got a semi-trailer full of beer. Every beer in the world is in the semi-trailer at the front. See the size of it? You think they would have put some sign writing on it because it's just white.
Yeah.
Everything. It's got white wall wheels.
I think that's a good idea because no thieves are going to come by and say, oh, there's a semi full of beer.
That's right.
Carjacked at the front.
Exactly.
That's right. Imagine that. Security.
Imagine if someone did carjack it. Our truck out the front there and then got it home and opened up, they'd be in heaven.
That's right.
It'd be one of those trailers they'd sell the front of the truck and say, bugger this, I'm putting this on an empty block and that's my house.
I could see someone out front pouring about 400 beers into a bathtub and hopping in and saying, I've always wanted to do this.
So the concept tonight is we've got a globe here on the table of the world, not of any other planet because it wouldn't be as fun. Because we don't know any breweries on any other planet. No. But anyway, we're going to spin the globe and we're going to throw our nice ultra-sharp dart at it. And where it lands, we're going to go to the truck, grab a beer from that country, and we're going to come back and we're going to review it and taste it and pull it apart and dissect it. Now, on the show tonight, we've got He Dan, She Dan, and our very special friend Brennan Fielding from brennanfielding.com. It's a porn site, but...
Oh, jeez.
You build me up. Thank you.
I didn't want to disappoint them when I got to the website and said, oh, is that all? I thought he was much bigger. Taller, I meant. But anyway, let's get this globe spinning. Dan, you get the globe. Start spinning it.
Round she goes.
Dan, you want to throw the dart?
Oh, hang on. I'm crap at darts.
Here it is. No. Here we go. Okay. It's spinning.
She will miss.
Everyone duck.
Oop.
Did it hit?
No, it didn't stay in. It didn't stay in. Oh. So hang on, I'll pick it up.
Over here.
Here we go.
Come on, muscles.
Get in. Have another go.
I can't.
Here he goes.
There we go.
Oh, look at that.
Technique.
Is that Mexico? Is that Mexico?
It's all in the wrist.
I don't know. It's America. It's America somewhere. Let's look closely. What is it, Brennan? What's that word? I can't even. sounds like a fuel company.
Mexicali.
Mexicali.
Oh.
Just south of the border.
Yeah. I had that on my salsa the other night.
It's a pizza topping.
Pizza toppings, I think.
So was it Mexico?
Mexicali.
So,
on the other side of the board is Calexico.
Okay, well, while we talk about Mexico,
is there where all the college students go for their big... What's it called?
I don't know. There's a train station there.
What's a big place in Mexico?
Must be huge then.
Tijuana.
That's a Tijuana taxi
song.
Yeah,
that's...
Yeah. Over the spring break.
Anyway, while you guys talk for a quick second, I'm going to race out to the truck and grab... I think it's under M, isn't it? Mexico?
M for Mexico.
Okay, I'm going to go check that out and I'll see what I can pick up.
Bring back a Corona.
Okay.
You know it's my favorite.
Oh.
Now, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Now, Danny.
Yes.
You regurgitated some words back to me a little while ago.
I did. Brennan, I need a word of the week.
I know.
Brennan is our word master and I need a new word.
I want it. The ones that you came up with, I mean, that I told you.
Same
you
again,
remember.
She did.
Tetrahydra alpha acid.
Which was, Brennan?
Oh, that's just a CO2 hop extract. It's something that an Australian company developed. And then you could take hops and blend it with a liquid CO2, extract the alpha acids, and then you could inject it post-stream on the way to the bright beer tank. So you don't have to
go dictionary I could borrow.
You don't have to actually use hops in the kettle anymore. So some of the bigger companies are doing this with the high gravity brewing.
Right.
And that, if I cast my mind back, had something to do with the cling on the glasses.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Either you can look at a weird thing or one of the added benefits, depending on what side of the fence you're on. It has a very, very distinctive white cling, simulating a Brussels lace cling,
which is
something that we brewers try to get on our beer glasses all the time.
Right. Is it classed as cheating?
I would think so.
the other word that I loved was organoleptic.
Okay. I'm back.
Organoleptic.
That was great.
Oh, I'm back. Here we go.
We're just explaining what organoleptic meant.
Oh,
do you remember?
That's on Brennan's website, isn't it?
That's the organoleptic is just the use of your senses.
In experiencing something, it's multi-sensory experience.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, okay, word of the week, Brennan.
Lucky
okay,
I was
have you
got out.
To pull out another one for us.
You know, I'm going to give me a minute.
Okay, we'll come back to that
you
one.
Go, I'm going
we'll
to have to think of another good one.
Well, she's good.
While we're doing that, while Brennan thinks of the word, the beer I got. It was under M. I thought it was a German one because it's got a black bird on it.
Looks a bit Nazi. German, doesn't it? Third Reichish.
It's called.
It sounds Japanese.
It's T-E-C-A-T-E, and it comes in a can.
Looks German, sounds Japanese.
The can's a bit dodgy.
And it looks like a Coke can.
Hey, check out the barcode. The barcode's done inside the logo. That's pretty cool.
That's very clever indeed.
Ripping.
So looking at it, what is it? What sort of beer is it? Well, we haven't opened it yet, but...
I remember this the beer when I was down in Mexico. I believe it's like probably a Bohemian Pilsner style, you know, a little darker lager style, but let's get that bugger
crack
open.
Crack it open.
Oh, that was a nice one.
Let Brennan pour the beer.
Okay, early comments, Brennan.
Pouring the beer.
How's the pour?
It's excellent.
Excellent.
Only because he's pouring it.
That's right.
My pouring is excellent.
Oh, no, I mean like the beer.
It's a
doubt for a second.
It's strong on the pour.
It's a very clear.
I haven't had this beer in, it must be 15 years, but...
It's very pale.
But it is quite
sample
pale.
I gave one time at training.
Did you pass?
Oh, wait.
Me and Wendell are together.
That, I'm sorry, I just took a whiff of that. That is the sample.
Oh, you're right.
I thought that was Corona's. Okay, so let's do this like experts, okay?
Mexico's known for one beer.
Let's smell it.
This isn't it. Oh, we're all sniffing.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not getting anything.
Mixed.
It smells like
it
beer.
It smells like...
Can I tell you something? I want you... I'm going to put a word into your head.
Mm-hmm.
Catty.
Catty.
Catty. As in like kitty litter box?
Is it like two girls fighting?
A bit further on, I want you to...
No, like cat urine.
Cat fight.
Yeah.
Can I try it? I'm just going to try it.
Oh, yes. I do smell the cat pee element in there.
Is that what catty is?
I think it's safe to say Corona is safe as the Mexican beer of choice.
Wow. I mean,
that's hideous.
Either this is aged or...
Hang on. I'm getting an aftertaste now.
Yep. I've woken up with
an aftertaste. That's an understatement.
It's drinkable. Oh, hang on, now I'm getting enough.
No beer left on the planet.
I always reserve the right to have six of anything before I make a judgment.
Yeah, I think that's a good rule.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a complete difference between tasting a beer in a small, confined circle and actually getting drunk on a beer.
Mm.
And I think you should make a judgment after you get drunk on the beer.
That's right.
I'm a firm believer. You know, when we do beer judging, and we only have, 40, 50 mils. Every glass, and if you're lucky, you get 400 mils like I do. But I like to drink beer. I don't like to sample beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think I'm with Dan. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we're going to get a case and a half.
Just to make sure.
Let's be fair.
Just to be
sure. And we can also judge the beer by the hangover tomorrow.
Yeah.
If no hangover, hey, great one.
Let's be fair.
Well, like I said, looking at it, it's a very clear beer. It's a lager.
Yep. Take a smell of it now, though. A lot of that instantaneous volatile aromas have dissipated.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
So it's cleaned up a bit. And there's when you crack a beer open, it has unrepeatable volatiles that will leave the beer instantly. And then we have the volatile aromas which are coming off currently, and it's completely changed.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that.
So there's probably a bit of sulfur, something else in there. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but it's dissipated and it's cleaned up a bit.
It's not quite as bad.
Yeah.
Mm. It's very watery.
Yes, that's a term, isn't it? It's very watery.
Mm.
Yep.
But I'm sticking with catty. Cat, the other white meat.
I think it's got more, taste than Corona.
Really?
Yeah.
You're on drugs.
I think because... No, because
less aluminum.
But you're arguing with a woman whose favorite beer is Corona.
I know, but
you're going to go nowhere.
Let me.
You're arguing with a woman. That goes nowhere.
Thank you, Dan.
Let me back up my story. What I mean is that when you drink Corona, when you drink Corona, it's easy to drink, isn't it? Just
boom. Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't give you anything but nice cold drink.
That's right.
Whereas this, because it's got flavour, you kind of go, ooh.
Because I don't
it's
think
not
it's
like
got
Corona.
Much flavor.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
It's not an as it.
Let's not put this into the category of challenging beers.
Yeah,
I think it's safe. This based on the can, you could drink this in public and no one would know you.
It looks like
beer.
It looks like a can of Coke, doesn't it?
That's exactly right.
It's the same color.
The MB21. That's probably a much more challenging beer. Lots of
definitely,
you know, character in it. And this is not challenging.
No, that's right. We weren't. Is there any challenging beers from Mexico that you know of?
I wouldn't know all the beers in Mexico. I mean,
well, they're in the truck if you want to go check them out.
Well, let's go get Dos Equis.
Yeah. One from each country per episode. One from Mexico per episode would be good.
I remember there was a beer I really didn't like down when I was down in Mexico. It was
Down Mexico way.
El Pacifico. Now, I'm sure a lot of people out there like El Pacifico, but it's something I'm just going to go with.
Oh,
okay.
Any like dead worms in it or anything like that? Like a tequila-esque style thing.
What would be good. Have a clear beer. Michael, have a try of it. That's Michael, the owner here at Hotel Metropole. No, I think we'll leave that.
I'll drink that. I'll be honest.
Take that one home with you. It's yours to take home. What do you reckon, Michael?
Yes, winner.
Yeah, I like that. It's quite weedy, like grainy.
Grainy.
It could be the sand.
Kitty litter.
Kitty litter. Thank you. Our chips have arrived too. Thank you very much. Good. You shouldn't be eating chips with when you're sampling beers as well. Brennan will tell you that.
Yeah,
it's not a good thing.
Stickler for
again,
that.
Like I said, you're too right. We are not the beer experts. Brennan is, but we're hungry.
Well, I need chips to wash that.
We've got two more beers to go through tonight. So I think what we'll do, we'll spin the... Let's spin the...
straight
not
into
the
it?
Bottle. That's later on. That's after the show. I'm going to spin the globe this time.
You have a spin,
Brennan,
Jace.
You throw the... I know. You spin the... I don't want to pour any beer on the computer. I'm spinning the globe. Brennan, you throw the dart. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. It's going. Oh, look at that.
Oh, sweet.
Well done.
First go.
Right there. What's that? That's off the top.
Well, it's cold. It's got to be cold up there.
It's... where's that? That's... I can't even work.
Is that Finland?
Get a bigger get a bigger globe, Jason?
Copenhagen. What's that? That's
Holland. Oh, Denmark.
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 What's the capital of Denmark?
Copenhagen.
Chocolate.
Okay, well, I'm going to run. Off to the big fridge on wheels, the unmarked fridge, thanks to beersgalore.com. I'm going to run out there and grab a beer from, where's it from?
Denmark.
Denmark.
D.
I think
Danish
Princess
beer.
Mary. Princess Mary.
I'm going to get a Princess Mary beer. And when I come
back. I
got
told I looked like Princess Mary the other day. I nearly slashed my wrist, but anyway.
Oh, she's cute.
In a posh, stuck-up kind of way.
Oh, but she's only become that because of. She's royalty. She has to look like that.
Yeah.
I bet you she sits at home and cracks open a beer and puts her feet up and
says, "I wish I could be like she did."
Yeah.
I bet she does. I bet she got told she looked
like
me. Yeah,
I was gonna say. People stop her in the streets and say, "You look like she did."
Feel like that hot boy I've been from the beer show.
From the beer show. Okay. Well. Cool. Okay. I'm going off to the truck. You guys get your chips,
we'll
and I'll be
break.
Back. So yeah, we'll take a break and we'll be right back here on the special edition of Planet Beer World Tour, thanks to Beers Galore.
Buenos Aires,
amigos.
Andre, yeah! Okay, I've just come back from the truck. Oh, there's no chips left. Oh, there's a couple left. I'm going to grab a few there.
Just some crumbs.
Cool. Okay, well, I went to under D for Denmark, and there was a few there, and I found this one because... It says it's special. It's a special brew made by Carlsberg.
Mm.
And it's 9% alcohol, which I love. Ooh, I love that whole 9% alcohol thing because it means you'd have
you
to drink
need
less.
One.
Hey, that means, you know, if you drink a high percentage of alcohol, as in your beer, that means you're probably going to the toilet less, but you're still getting the same buzz.
Possibly, although alcohol is a diuretic, so it probably would actually balance out, I think.
Yes.
Mm. It's a really it's a bit festy, question. I know, the bottom of the can there. Sorry about that. Mind you, when you've got all the beers in the world sitting in a
that's
truck,
right.
It's going to get some
what about
crusty
quarantine?
Bits on the bottom
did
there.
Did you have to go through customs and quarantine all that?
We paid them off.
Is it outdated? Oh, that's cool. Scraping in.
Scraping in? Oof. Okay.
It's called Carlsberg Special Brew.
Danny.
Yes.
Cool.
I got a word for you.
Word. Bring it on.
Isoveric.
Isoveric. Oh, sounds Danish even.
I saw very,
I love it. No.
I saw very horny.
I saw very. Okay, this is a great word.
Okay, meaning? No, meaning.
Well, it's a flavor.
Okay.
And if you're making beer and you put in old hops or aged hops,
yep.
You get isoveric compounds, and what that taste or smell can be is a cheesiness.
Ooh.
Like if you drink beer and you get a cheesy character.
Yeah.
That's isovaric.
Stop drinking.
Now, in some of the, you know, the Belgian beers, they will only use hops that have been, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 years old, aged in the sun, and lots of cheesy notes.
Oh, so if you were into blue cheese, you'd probably be attracted to isovaric.
But if you're a home brewer or you're a micro brewer or, you know, craft brewer, and you just have aged stock and you're trying to make good beer, you've messed it up.
Well, anyway, isovaric. I must remember that
I'm
one.
I'm going to crack this one open. This one's in a can. So, well, there we go.
Oh. It's a good thing you don't have fingernails.
I know.
Life's hard.
There we go.
Boom.
Yeah, there's no... I was expecting a widget to start spinning, but it's not a nitrogen-style one,
no,
is it?
No.
I'll let you pour this because I'll stuff it up. You'll have a head bigger than...
That's a very long, slender
bigger
can,
than
I
bigger
must
than
say.
ET.
Yeah, it's a 500 mil, half a litre.
No sense mucking around with a 9% beer, that's what I say. Thank you, sir.
It looks very similar to the last beer in terms of looks. It's very
a little bit
clear.
It's a little darker,
I think.
What would you call it?
Oh, more bubbly. Look at the bubbles.
Bubbles.
That's quite attractive.
It's like an Aero bar. It's chocolate.
I love the way you think. Denmark chocolate. Yeah, go hand in hand.
Okay.
Oh, that's a different...
Passes the sniff test.
Different aroma to the other one.
Yeah, no cats there.
There is no cats in this one. Okay, Dan's had a sip. I'm going to have a sip.
Oh,
I don't know if I can drink that. That's
Yow.
A bit
medicine-y for me.
Yow. Ow.
Thoughts?
Huh. Oh, that's good. You said medicine-y.
Yep.
We commonly refer to that as medicinal.
Medicinal.
Mm. I thought you said mezzanine, like a mezzanine floor.
It's like Dr. Like Peppery.
I've had a few mezzanine floors in my time and not too different either.
Yeah, I'm going...
What like what would we put that sort of thing down to, Brennan?
The medicinal characters, it can come from the higher alcohols.
Robitussin.
It can come from the alcohols itself.
Yep.
So I'm thinking methane.
You have fusel alcohols. Yes. And so normally when you're trying to target ethanol alcohol, and then you might get a lot of other alcohols that, are, you know, there's about 60, 70 alcohols that are always there in beer. They're in a profile, though. And so ethanol is the target. That's what you want to achieve. That doesn't give you a hangover. And it's a good alcohol taste. Mm-hmm. Once you start to taste alcohol, it can be higher molecular weight alcohols that are more prevalent, and you can get that from higher temperature brewing, or you can also get that from just high alcohol, creating high alcohol.
Yeah, that's a bit metho-y for me.
Yeah.
And you know that firsthand, metho.
Well, no, I have to say, I tried metho. I will say I tried a teaspoon of metho.
That's right, you're
just
Paul.
Just to say, Paul and I, the crazy maniac that I work with, we tried a teaspoon of metho, and it would take the skin off anything. Oh, I can't even go there. I can't remember. It was so
that's
bad.
That's quite a shocking revelation.
It was. You wouldn't picture it looking at me that I would be a metho fiend.
No.
Not a fiend. I tried it once. It was really, really, really bad. And people say, oh, metho and milk. So maybe it was just that I didn't have the milk with it.
Metho and milk?
Yeah. You need to go to some settlements.
At what point do you start drinking metho and then start thinking, I might add some milk to it?
Have you ever tasted metho? You need something to realign your stomach.
I guess
it's the milk.
If you're running a Kahlua. Metho, that'll be next.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend, believe it or not, who was so drunk,
what,
she drank perfume.
Oh, God.
Well, that's drink perfume.
This has got a similar...
I'm going to get myself along your sort of parties,
you
then.
So you reckon it's because of the higher alcohol in this that it actually...
Tastes alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
Normally, you get beers that start to taste alcoholic when, you know, depending on the beer, over 6.5, you know, even 7%. Some beers I've had that are up in 8 and 9% that you don't get that alcohol kick. You know, it's just depending on what the brewer's doing.
I will concur with that because I've had an 8.5%.
And you don't get that
nothing like that.
Lefay Blonde. What's that? Eight? No, it's 6.6, which is up there.
But you got the other lefties that go right up to 9.6.
And they've got taste. They don't have that alcohol.
No, it's like, and some of the Duval, like the Blue Label. Oh, sorry, not Duval, the Chimay. That's
up
9%, and that's just it's fabulous. Yeah. It's just so it's brewed so well.
Now, are they still made by monks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So Trappist monks.
There's like 9 Trappist breweries, or 9 breweries that can call themselves Trappist breweries in the world, and you have to do don't know, special course, special monk course to brew beer.
Well, actually, when
sounds like a good deal. Yeah. To me.
When I was in the big white Esky on wheels out the front there, when I was looking for the Mexican beer, I went to M, and there was monk beer, and there was actually a monk in there making the beer.
I did a big truck.
It is. He was praying as well.
Back in the US, we had a beer called Schlitz. Malt liquor.
Excuse me?
Schlitz.
That's available at Brennan's website as well.
Schlitz malt liquor. This reminds me of Schlitz.
Show us your Schlitz.
The bull. Drink the bull.
I think I'll end up with a Schlitz after this.
So we didn't rate the Mexican one in terms of a thing, but would you buy that? Would you go to the shop and buy that?
I don't rate it at all.
This,
not on
this
the
one or the first one?
Oh, is that the first one?
I'm going back to the first, the Mexican.
The first Mexican one. Okay, I'll give it a one. I'll give it a one just because it was beer. Yeah.
Look, I could drink that.
Yeah, I didn't mind
more than I thought I was originally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would definitely, you know, I'd probably pour it into a glass like a red wine, let it sit for a minute before I started to down it.
What about the Carlsberg problem. Special brew, 9% alcohol? Didn't it, this one here apparently was made, the first one they did was for the, in 1950, to commemorate Winston Churchill's visit to Copenhagen.
Mm. So they will fight them in the beer glass.
I'd go with it.
Nice, yeah.
I give it a three. You have to judge it for what it is.
Yeah.
And then what it is a 9% alcohol. If you don't...
If this was a
I'd rather drink more of less.
I think I'll clean my wounds with that.
If this was on tap at a place, I would buy it. I would.
Would you really?
Yeah.
You know, instead of a 500...
Michael's nodding, he would too.
A 500ml can, I'd like to see this in a 200ml can.
Mm-hmm. You know, what would that be?
A chubby. Isn't that what they call those?
I don't know.
Just a smaller, because I mean, I think 500ml of 9% beer is...
Yeah.
That's going.
Yeah. That's
a party in a can.
Itself.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well,
yeah, look, to me, that's probably wouldn't drink that. So believe me, I'm one for alcohol, but too much.
Well, Dan.
I know.
Oh.
Have we worked out that...
He's having flashbacks of Melbourne.
Oh, that wasn't going to be mentioned.
Speaking of Melbourne, let's quickly talk about the International Beer Awards in Melbourne recently. Brennan, you were down there.
Yes,
you were
I
judging
was.
6 weeks ago for it, and then that's you were down there for the awards.
That's right.
Brennan cleaned up.
Yes.
The Oxford Brewing Company did extremely well. We came away with a best in class, 2 golds and 9 silvers.
Jeez.
So,
and best short.
Was there any
head.
Other awards left?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Well, looking at, I've got the printout here. I was cheating. The Grand Champion Trophy, is that the one that, like, is that overall?
So that's overall. That's the highest, that's the beer that got the highest score out of all 1,000 beers that were scored.
Jeez.
And who won that?
That was a Sydney brewery down at Red Oak.
Red Oak Special Reserve.
And they had 3 bottles of it, and I got to taste a sample of one of them. They served it in a little cognac glass. Mm. It's 12% alcohol. Mm. You swirl it around, had beautiful legs, just like, it's just
like
fantastic. And it was like drinking
legs.
The grape. It's a dried grape, not a raisin, but a
Sultana.
No, the other one.
Prune.
Prune's not a grape.
You're right, sorry. I'll edit that out.
What is that?
No, you won't.
What is that? The Muscatel.
Oh, yeah.
He was like drinking Muscatel.
Oh, the 3 Muscatels.
Now, I tell you, it was a beautiful beer. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's unreal to see a barley wine get that kind of
apparently
accolade.
There's 3 bottles in the waiter up for us.
Well, it's funny. Great. I spoke to the guys from Red Oak via email, and like I said, the more and more that I've discovered this brewery, the more awards I'm hearing they're winning this, they're doing that. Like, I think they entered the most amount of...
They entered 35 beers.
35.
And I don't know how a single brewery
could
have 35 beers. I have absolutely no idea how that works.
Well, I think what it means is that they're actually getting out there and trying something different, you know what I mean? Like, rather than sticking to whatever. Like,
oh, shit.
Because eventually you're going to have to cull back and you go, well, hey, these ones worked, these ones didn't, you know? But, you know, I look forward to sampling them because I'm hearing about them all the time.
You know what? We ought to take a trip to Sydney.
We'll do that. We'll go see our mates down at Brewtopia.
Road trip.
We go to Brewtopia. We go to the Lowenbrow Keller House. We go to Red Oak.
Maybe our sponsors will send us down there.
Let's do it.
But we're speaking of sending us down, we're going down to Melbourne. We're doing a show from Melbourne. So those of you listening from Melbourne, we're going to be down there the next few weeks doing a few shows. We'll keep you up to date with where we're going to be at. So just looking back through the rest of the winners here of the different categories, Mountain Goat won a few. Last Drop Brewery, have you been there? The best new exhibitor. What does that mean? Does
best new brewery that entered the AIBA this year.
Yep.
Okay.
What they're trying
Champion
to do
small
is
brewery.
They're trying to encourage new breweries to enter.
Best Shorthead Kelpie.
Hey, wrong
show, Dan.
Sorry.
This one was a shock for me. Tui's new one, Champion Lager.
Yeah, what's up with that?
One what? What did they win? What?
Champion Lager.
So what that means is between the international section, the Australasian section, and the small brewery section at the Australian International Beer Awards, they had the highest scoring lager. And that's what that means. Now, last year and the year before, we had the best lager out of any small brewery in the world, like the 31 countries that entered.
Yep.
And so we've never won champion, but what they outscored everybody to win the champion lager, but it's not quite good enough to get the top prize of
the grand champion,
which is the absolute overall high score. So we score on total points at 20. So for all I know, the grand champion could have got 19 and a half or 20, and the best lager could have gotten 19 and a half or 19. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know the score.
Well, I've got very fond memories of Chewy's New. The first 2001 Brisbane Lions won the AFL Premiership. I drank half a carton.
Oh, really? Dang.
That's all?
In a quarter.
In a quarter. Good effort.
Don't forget, here at the Beer Show, we do not endorse drinking like that. That was before Dan was actually in the show and learnt that alcohol is a lot more enjoyed in smaller amounts with higher alcohol.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yep.
drink better quality and drink less.
That's right. That's the whole thing. And don't drive. But I started playing sport this week for the winter. Oztag. Remember I said I was going to start playing Oztag?
Oh, yeah.
And we had I had my first game with them last week.
Now, this is the Velcro
scored a try.
Numbers,
yeah.
Isn't it? Right.
Okay. I scored a try.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Grazed my
warming
knee.
Warming up?
Yeah, it wasn't counted. No, it was. It was good. But I didn't make a tackle. It is so hard. You think, you grab a ribbon thing off someone's pants, but...
Lots of hip swing.
Yeah. There's certain rules I've got to get used to. Like, I kept on putting my hand down to sort of stop people from trying to grab it.
Ah,
but then you can't do that.
No.
Yeah. So, but...
You have to spin in the air, don't you?
You do a spin. You sort of roll off the thing, but when you haven't... Like, one thing, when you haven't played
sport... Sounds
like
rhythmic gymnastics.
It's sort of like that.
Ribbons and rolling and spinning.
There's not
air.
As much lycra though.
Right.
Not
oh,
as
that's
much
well,
like
that you can see anyway.
No. But one thing when you haven't played sport for so long, you forget how to fall. You know, you know what I mean. Like normally when you're younger, like you're used to falling, so you fall gracefully. When I fell, I hit like a sack of potatoes. I hit my shoulder, jolted my head. I had a headache. Oh, so I'm thinking I'm going to start practicing tripping.
When was that? Tuesday.
Last Thursday.
How was the body on Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, that's the thing. I was, apart from the scratches on my knees from falling over on the dry ground because there's no water out here. It was good. I thought I was going to be sore because I thought, my back.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. I must be super fit. Anyway, let's throw this...
That's met with silence.
let's throw this dart.
Evidence to the contrary.
Let's throw our final dart. Who's throwing? Dan,
I've thrown.
Dan?
Oh.
Did you throw?
I've spun.
Okay, Brennan, you spin, you throw the dart.
Oh.
Let's go for it. Spin it.
There
Brennan,
you go
for it.
I'm going around the back.
Hang on, faster. You've got to go faster.
I'm going around the back. Ready?
Ready? Go.
Oh, I don't know what that's on. What is that? Is that the Middle East?
No, it's at the top again. Yeah, up that way. I think it's...
it's
England.
The geography's crap.
Britain. Gosh.
Oh, God, what are we going to get from here?
There's not many beers in Britain, is there?
No, not many.
Oh yeah, maybe 1,000 breweries.
That's
or something
right.
Like that.
It's like
now, will it be?
Two.
Will it be in the big white fridge out the front with the wheels under E for England, B for Britain, U for UK? This is going to take me ages
G.
to find. G. Whiz.
Great Britain.
Great Britain.
Britain.
Mm. Okay. Well, while I go and
W.
Work.
W.
What's that one?
W. Wankers.
Oh, starting a war. Anyway.
No, I'm sorry.
While I go out and find a beer from one of those places we just spoke about, then we'll have a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll try our final beer for the night and we'll wrap it up and hope you enjoy our special beer
Aye.
World well, tour close. Thanks to beersgalore.com. Okay, we're back here. I've just gone to the big fridge on wheels out the front there and I found this one called Spitfire.
Cool.
Premium. Looks at the bottle. Beautiful looking bottle. It's a premium Spitfire Kentish ale. So I'm guessing that's from Kent.
Could be.
So
it actually does say that on the back.
Does it?
Yep.
Oh, how do you know? I just walked in.
Because
he has bionic sight.
You had this before.
I do my research.
It's 4.5% alcohol. It's a 500ml bottle. Brennan, do you want to have the honours to open that up and pour us a drink?
And it's funny for the name. There's no planes anywhere on the label.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Oh,
no.
The whole Spitfire. That's right. Spitfire is the old
World War II plane. One of the best planes ever.
I think I had a little one. Let's shoot the Germans with them.
Not if you were in a Luftwaffe. What was that?
Luftwaffe.
Then you'd be bumming.
Yeah. No, the Spitfires are beautiful planes. Ask my dad.
So what do you know?
Is he fought in World War II, Jason?
What makes something a beautiful plane?
It's a good looking plane.
Really?
The wing shape.
Yeah.
Sort of goes towards,
particularly like the teeth painted on the front.
Yeah. Spitfires, they were, and they are still.
And what's an ugly plane then?
Yeah.
Come on.
And there's lots of lot of German ones are ugly planes.
The MiG's ugly.
Come on, quantify.
Messerschmitt, German plane. They were quite ugly.
Something that I know.
Well, hey, if you knew it, then you'd be telling me what an ugly plane is.
Break it up. Back to the beer.
But that's all.
Ladies.
But the Spitfires were a good looking plane, and the Americans had a great one, the Mustang, which was a great one.
Oh,
but
yeah. The Baba Black Sheep plane.
No, that was a Corsair.
Oh, what? Well, there you go.
This smells nice.
I know nothing.
See, I know.
This smells nice.
Is it? Is it? Does it?
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
It smells like. I live very close to the Milton Forex Brewery.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And occasionally you'll get this little smell on the air, usually on a Monday. It smells like that.
I reckon it smells like malt.
Yeah.
Is that
malty
right?
Smell.
Could I be. Is am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Brennan's
yeah.
Nodding. Yeah. Nodding for radio. That's good.
Yes.
Nodding makes good radio.
if I said yes, you drown the microphone.
I know exactly.
Oh, I like that.
Dribbled on myself.
Yeah, I can drink that. It's lights me a little bit like Tetley's. A little bit.
The tea?
No, the beer.
Bastard. She-Dan doesn't like it.
Oh.
No.
That's horrid.
You are such a girl drinker.
I am.
It's got such a it's got such a brewery smell. Like
it, just, well, it smells seriously. It smells like on a Monday near the Forex Brewery where I live. You can smell it on the air. It blows in from the east. And then Mary Poppins arrives. For those of you who've seen the movie.
No, you know the smoke you're sniffing is.
That was a classic pour.
Was
it that bad?
I've seen smaller heads. At BrennanFielding.com. So, yeah, it's darker again than the others. What sort of beer is it, Brennan? Is it an ale? Is it a...
Definitely an ale. I've never had a Spitfire before, but definitely an ale. It's very, you get that malty sweetness, but full malt palate.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it has a Kent hops or something like that.
What do you give it, Jay?
Again, it's hard to tell. Like, so we're only having small amounts of this at the moment. But
would you want to just sit down and drink about six of those bombs?
Yeah. Bombs dropped by the Spitfire.
I reckon.
I mean, it looks like what you pull a pin out of and throw.
Yeah,
it looks like exactly right. The old Molotov cocktail.
It's like an old German grenade.
It does. That's what the big old handle.
I should have shaped it from the English side.
Can I say that's a beautiful grenade?
A beautiful grenade.
Yeah.
Is that a
you said a Spitfire was beautiful.
Oh, he's dissing me in my hood. No, it's. I've got some taste notes here. While when I grabbed it, there was a pamphlet next to the rack there, and I grabbed it, and it said that they've gone for this whole 19, I guess the wartime, World War II, but it was first. It was to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Battle of Britain in 1990, so that's why it's called Spitfire. Wait, hope they don't spit in it.
And it's from Britain's oldest brewery.
Sorry?
Similar taste to rooftop.
Oh. I don't know. I'll have to get a rooftop. But no, it's definitely, it's got a real, like I said, I was at Brew For You today, which is a brew on premises, and that's the smell you get as you walk in. It's like when they put it in the kettle.
It's the wort boiling.
The wort boiling smell, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I don't mind it. I like it.
Yeah, no, it's not too bad. Like I said, all these beers that we're speaking about tonight is available at beersgalore.com. When I say available, you go to beersgalore.com. then you'll see the stockists where they're actually where you can get them from.
Yep.
And go and check them out. But this is the Spitfire. It's from Britain, and it's not too bad.
So did you find it in the bees?
It was under someone put it under E for England.
Okay,
no, that's all right.
English beers. So took me a while to find it, but like I said, it's cold in there.
I believe it.
Freezing.
In England or the fridge?
Well, the fridge. I've never been to England, but yeah. So what we'll do is, I think that's about it for tonight. I think we've had fun with our dartboard, and we're passing a beer around here. That's it.
You asked for a rooftop, and there it comes.
Now, that tastes like a Vienna style beer to me.
Lager beer.
Is it? So that's a lager compared to an ale there. Similar in colour, a bit darker, this one. But I know what you mean, Michael, like by the... But rooftop. It's funny. Dan and I are wearing rooftop shirts, thanks to Matilda Bay.
Just so happened.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that's about it. Next time we'll do this, we'll do the same thing again. We're going to spin the globe, and we're going to find out what beers we can find, thanks to beersgalore.com.
Anywhere you want to go in particular?
Well, no. Like I said, it's all random. It's all random. We'll start angling the thing.
Because
the angle we're throwing the darts at seem to be coming from the top, so we're hitting a lot of those people around the top, except for Mexico. That was a dud because Dan bounced off the floor.
Oh, yeah.
It bounced off the floor. But we'll try and get it, you know, a bit more angle, and we'll try and hit some around the middle of the globe. There.
Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
What do they got?
I have no idea, but I'm sure
it's cold.
What breweries are down in, that continent down under?
Antarctica.
Australia.
New Zealand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, imagine that. Good, isn't that? Yeah.
Antarctic.
Well, actually,
penguin lager.
There is one. There's a Glacier beer from
Ooh.
Canada. That's up top there.
Oh, yeah.
They use the Glacier water, unfiltered. They just go straight into the beer. Apparently.
Yeah, let's try that.
Oh, we'll have to aim for it.
Yeah.
I'll put it. We might cheat on a few just so we can get beers from where we want to get from. But there's no fun in that. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show. Coming to you from the historical Hotel Metropole with the big semi-trailer out the front with the all the wheels and
get
the refrigeration.
Along.
So get on down to the Metropole if you're in here. Like I said, you might catch us doing a show here. And be watching, what is it, Great Southeast in the next few weeks. They'll be doing a show from down here as well. So if you want to come on down and be in the background, you might become famous.
That's right.
Like
Make
us.
Sure you wear a Planet Beer shirt in the background. That'd be good. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be sure to listen to our next show, which is actually a proper beer show show, which is not the short version that this was meant to be.
Not the world tour. We're on site.
Yeah, we're going to be on location. I can't tell you where because we're still in negotiations. But it'll be fun.
Hold out, Jess. Hold out for the money.
Okay. Yep. So check out the website. I'd like to thank beersglore.com, Carlton Draft, Matilda Bay, Crystal Media, and the Hotel Metropole as well. So have a good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Australia. And the world.
Don't forget to support brendanfielding.com.
You have to race back and register that now. Hi, Jay here. Just want to thank you for downloading our podcast. We really do appreciate it. And another thing you could do for us, go to our website, www.thebeershow.com, and register in the beer club. You could win great prizes, but also too, we can keep you up to date with what's going on the show. Once again, thanks for downloading us, and remember, tell all your friends.